Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor show. Amen. I'm your host for the show, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, and we give God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor tonight. Amen. God is so good to us as we move forward into this 27th day of January. My, time is moving by quickly, so we need to get our hearts and our minds and our souls together. Amen. Well, as always, we're going to begin the show tonight with prayer. We're going to thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy and for his loving kindness. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, O God, for another day. Lord, we thank you for this time of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, O God, to come boldly before your throne of grace. Lord, we need you, Lord. We can't make it without you. We're nothing without you, O God. We pray for the world, Lord. We pray for unsaved loved ones, Lord. We pray for our families, O God. We pray for those who we work with on the jobs. O God, we pray for your people tonight. Lord, that we would be a people who thirst and who hunger after your righteousness, O God. Lord, we lift you up on high, O God. We love you so much, God. And we just ask and pray, Lord, that you would have first place in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we just ask and pray that you search our hearts, search our souls, search our minds. Lord, help us to be the people of God, Lord, who thirst and who hunger after your righteousness, O God. Lord, we're nothing without you, Lord. We can't make it without you. We can't do anything without your love, without your compassion, O God. So we pray right now tonight, Lord, that you'd have your way. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, O God, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, we pray for your anointing tonight. We pray for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit tonight. Lord, we know that nothing can go forth without you, O God. So we lift you up. We glorify you, O God. We thank you for this opportunity of prayer, Lord. We thank you for this sweet hour of prayer, Lord. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy, for your love, for your tender kindness, O God. We just ask and pray, Lord, that you would have your divine way. Whatever you want to say, Lord, say it tonight, Lord. Whatever you want to do, Lord, do it tonight, O God. Bring glory and honor to yourself and everything, O God. We love you. We thank you for this time of prayer. Now, Lord, remember the president tonight, O God. We pray that you would protect in the name of Jesus. Remember his family, O God. Remember those, Lord, who are gone astray, O God. Remember those, Lord, who find it strange to serve you as their Lord and Savior. Remember tonight, O God, Lord, every family, Lord, that is represented under the sound of my voice, O God. Lord, we just pray right now, Lord, for a special anointing, Lord. We pray, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, O God, would be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, speak to us tonight, O God. Show us what you would have us to say, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand what thus said the Lord. Now, Father, we'll be ever so grateful and forever so thankful, O God, to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, welcome, everybody. Once again tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor show, we lift the name of Jesus Christ up high tonight. Oh, God is so good to us. He continues to shadow us with this mercy and shadow us with this love. And we just thank him tonight. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, amen. I would like for you to turn with me to Psalm. And we're going to look at the 119th division of Psalm. Amen. Psalm 119th division, and we're going to read verses 9, 10, and 11. Amen. Psalm the 119th division, verses 9, 10, and 11. Amen. And the Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Amen. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart. Amen. That I might not sin against thee. Amen. Well, our lesson for this evening is, what's inside your heart? Amen. What's inside you? I'm not talking about the blood that's pumping through your heart. Amen. I'm not talking about the oxygen that may be flowing through your heart. But the question needs to be raised tonight. What's inside your heart? There are several meanings for the word heart in the Bible. Amen. It is the center of the physical workings, amen, of the body that depends on life. Amen. It is spoken of as the seat of emotions such as joy and sorrows. Amen. When a person turns away from God, it is his or her heart that is hard. Amen. Only when one opens their heart to Christ, it can be the dwelling place of Christ. Amen. And of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as we look into the text tonight, amen, we find here a psalm of Eliab, and he's sharing with us some things. He said, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? If you're looking to be blessed, amen, if you want to reap all the benefits that God has for you and still well, my friend, first of all, your heart has to be right. And he asked a question, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? And he says, by taking heed, amen, taking heed thereto according to thy word. Only through the word of God are we going to be blessed. Only through the word of God are we going to be the men that God has designed and called for us to be. And he says, only by taking heed thereto. See, a lot of times we want to take heed to a lot of different stuff. A lot of times we want to take heed to what men, but what he's telling us here, if we take heed to the word of God, amen. He said that according to thy word. And then he goes on in the 10th verse, and he says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. See, in order to get to that place, we got to seek God with our whole hearts. We got to seek God with everything that we have inside of us. Amen. Not what we think, not what we want, but with our whole hearts. Amen. He says, oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. He's serious about not wandering away from the word of God, about not wandering away from what God has in store for him. Then he says in that 11th verse, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. What's inside your heart? A lot of time we hide hatred in our heart. A lot of time we hide malice in our heart. A lot of times we hide unforgiveness in our hearts. The psalmist is telling us tonight that in order to be the men that God has designed for us to be, he says the word of God has to be hid in your heart. If you're looking to be blessed, my friend, in life and reap the benefits that God has in store, your heart has to be right. It has to be cleansed, amen, free from all moral taint and all wickedness, regardless of what's going on or around you. You have to keep your heart and your mind pure. And that was so amazing concerning Asaph. Turn with me to Psalm
73. Amen. Aesop was a man who was very upset. He was very perturbed, amen, by his surroundings and how he seen the wicked prosper, how he seen the wicked get over, how he seen the wicked get by. But he says here in Psalm 73, a psalm of Aesop, he says, truly God is good to Israel, amen, even to such as are of a clean heart, amen. And then he goes on into the second verse and he says, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. See, your feet will almost be gone. You almost slip when you let your heart get affected by your surroundings, when you let your heart be affected by wicked folk, when you let your heart be affected by those who don't have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. Then he says, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Aesop had allowed that envy, that hatred, that malice in his heart. And he said, I had almost slipped. I had almost fell into the same category as the wicked. Amen. I had almost fell into the same category of those who thought that they were getting by. Then he says in the third verse, for I was envious at the foolish. Amen. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, Aesop said, my heart had gathered some anger. My heart had gathered some harsh feelings. He says, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He goes on to say, for there are no bands in their death. Amen. They are not in trouble as other men. Aesop had let that foolishness ponder in his heart. And he lets us know all of these things that had hurt him. All of these things, he said, my steps had well nigh slipped. Aesop had almost slipped because his heart was full of watching how the wicked were prospering. Amen. And he goes on. He says, therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covered them as a garment. And he says in the seventh verse, their eyes stand out with fatness. They had more than heart could wish. Aesop was wondering, how could these guys have more than me? And I had given my heart to God. I'm serving God with my whole heart. I'm loving God with my whole heart. I'm obeying God with my whole heart. But he was looking at the wicked prosper. See, a lot of times, if our hearts aren't fixed on Christ, the events of the world, the events of society, the things that are going on around us, will contaminate our hearts. So we need to constantly ask ourselves, what's inside your heart? Then he goes on into the 16th verse, and he says, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, amen, in the 17th verse. Then he says, until I went unto the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. See, when you get your heart and your mind focused on God, when you get your heart and mind focused on being in the place of God, where God will have you to be, you won't be consumed like Aesop was with your surroundings, with what's going on. Amen. You'll have your mind and your heart focused on Jesus. And we have to be mindful. Aesop was just looking at how he was, how could they do better than him? And his heart was filled with anger and distress. Aesop needed to be reminded before he messed up, just like you and I. We need to be reminded. If we don't keep our hearts pure, if we don't keep our hearts fixed on Jesus, we could be in that same predicament as Aesop, totally messed up, about to ruin God's reputation and our own reputation by letting those wicked things and those wicked people put malice in our hearts. It's easy for any of us to find ourselves in the place where Asaph was. Let's go back to the text. Psalm 119. What's inside your heart? Psalm 119, verse 11. And he says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's going to take the word to keep us. It's going to take the word to settle us. It's going to take the word to protect us. But it has to be inside our hearts. Amen. Not on the outside, not inside your shirt pocket, not inside of your bag, but it's got to be in your heart. He says, thy word have I hid, meaning there's a special place where God's word has to be on the inside. So when the enemy comes up against you, when wicked people start saying things about you, when all these things start happening to you, you can reflect the word. Why? Because it's in your heart. See, because if it's not in your heart, you don't have nothing to sustain you. Amen. You have nothing to protect you. You have nothing to keep you if God's word is not in your heart. Amen. Let's go on a little further. Let's go to Psalm 24. Let's go to Psalm 24. Realize something. This is the Psalm of David, and he's going to share some things. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and establish it upon the floods. And he's asking us a question tonight. He's asking us a question tonight. And I want to ask you this too. Are you willing to answer it? Are you able to answer the question? And he says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Who? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. You want to be blessed. You want to be a recipient of what God has in store for you? Well, first of all, your hands got to be clean. Well, what are you talking about, preacher? I just came home from work, and I washed my hands, and I washed my face, and I even went into the shower and washed my body parts. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. Amen. He says here, he that have clean hands and a pure heart. Clean hands means that you're guiltless. Amen. You have guiltless actions. Amen. And your heart is pure, meaning that you have right attitudes and the right motives. Amen. And that's why Jesus says, amen. Let's go to Matthew 5. This is what Jesus tells us. See, our hearts got to be right. Minds got to be right. Our motives got to be right. Matthew 5 and verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See, the center of one's being, including the mind, will, and emotions, that's your heart. And if your heart is not right, how will you be able to see God? How is it going to happen? If your heart is not right, you won't be able to see God. And that's why he says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Don't lift your soul up. Don't boast about yourself. But let God order your steps. He says in the fifth verse, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. God wants to do something great in your life, but your hands got to be clean and your heart's got to be clean. Amen. And this is why from the start, God told the children of Israel, let's go. Let's fast forward just a moment. Let's go back a little further before David's time. Amen. Yeah, David's story was good. It was wonderful. But let's go back towards the beginning. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy. And God was getting the children of Israel straight from the beginning. Let's go to the 13th verse. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, January the 27th, 2015. Amen. That which I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. What's inside your heart? What's hindering from you loving God with everything that you have on the inside? I remember probably 5 or 6 years ago, me and my pastor was driving down the large freeway back in Detroit, Michigan. And I was just amazed of how some preachers can preach with no notes. And I said, Pastor, one day I want to be able to preach like that. One day I want God to use me like that. And as we were driving down the highway, there was a truck that had on the back of it, just put your whole heart in it. And I said, Pastor, that's my desire one day. And he told me, he said, you see the back of that truck? I said, yes. Put your whole heart into it. Give God your whole heart. And God was telling the children of Israel from the start, he said, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. In order for us to be the men that God is calling for us to be, my friends, we got to give God our whole hearts. Let's go to Deuteronomy 26. Amen. Deuteronomy 26. And let's look at the 16th verse. Amen. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God and to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and to hearken unto his voice. God is looking for you to serve him with your whole heart. So we need to ask ourselves, what's inside my heart? Is it pure? God would have me to be? Is it all God would have me to be? Is my heart right before God? And he wants to know, is our hearts right? Right? Is our minds right? Is everything inside of us pleasing unto God? And even David had to make sure that his son Solomon kept his heart right with God. Let's go. First Chronicles. First Chronicles. Let's go to the 28th chapter. 28th chapter. And these were instructions to Solomon. Amen. David knew that his time was running out. And he knew that he had to put his son in place. But he gave his son some words of wisdom. And let's look at verse number 6. And he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house. David was talking about, God was talking to him at that moment. Watch this, verse 6. And he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house, amen, and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Verse 7. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he will be constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, David was talking here, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. Then he goes on talking to his son Solomon. And thou, Solomon, my son, amen, that know thou the God of thy father, amen. See, David was telling him, know the God that I serve, Solomon, amen. Let him know, you need to know him for yourself, Solomon. And thou, Solomon, my son, know the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, amen, and with a willing mind, amen, for the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understanding all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Someone needs to know that if you don't seek God with your whole heart, he's gonna cast you away forever, amen. He says there, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Someone needs to know tonight, don't you forsake God. Don't you forget about him, and don't you put him in second, third, fourth place in your life. Don't you forsake him. He says here, serve him with a perfect heart, amen, and with a willing mind, for the Lord searcheth all hearts. All across this nation, all across this world, God is searching hearts. Amen. Amen. He's looking to see what's inside your heart. Amen. And he said, with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord search of all hearts and understand if all the amount. God knows what you're thinking about right now. Amen. He sees your little puny mind. He understands your heart. Amen. He understands all of your emotions. He understands everything that's within you. And he was letting Solomon know, God knows everything, son. God knows everything. He wants him to seek him. He will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee up. Verse 10, take heed now, Solomon, listen to me now, son. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. He says, be strong and do it. But the only way that you can be strong and do something for the Lord, your heart has to be right. Amen. David knew that he wasn't going to be able to build it because he had blood on his hands, but he was giving his son some instructions. Son, that if you keep your heart right, if you keep your mind right, amen, if you don't forsake God, God will use you. Amen. He says, then in verse 11, then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the porch. See, David had the blueprints. Amen. David had blueprints. Amen. For the temple. The Bible here says that he gave the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit gave him everything that he needed, all the blueprints, amen, all the masonry work, everything. He gave it all to his son, amen, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of God, and of all the chambers round about of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the delicate things. Also for the courses of the priests and the Levites and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. Solomon had the blueprints for the temple, but the only way that he was going to be able to carry it out was that his heart had to be right. Oh, yes, we know that David was a man after God's own heart. But since David had blood on his hands, amen, he wasn't able to build the temple for God. But the Bible here showed us where David passed the patterns over. He passed the blueprints over, amen, over to his son Solomon. We need to ask ourselves, what's inside your heart? The only way that Solomon was chosen was because his heart was right. Amen. See, but what we need to be mindful of is that Solomon started off right. He started off right. His heart was right. But what happened? You're wondering what happened, aren't you? Let's go to 1 Kings. I want to share with you what happened. See, even though you start off right, you could find yourself messing up, dealing with foolishness. Dealing with foolishness. See, because God gave him all the wisdom, everything that he needed to build the temple, to do all the work, all the things. But what happened in the end was Solomon was persuaded by all of those wives, by all of those women that he had. And eventually, he messed up. Yeah. Eventually, he messed up. Why? Because his heart was no longer right. So you can start off well. You can start off doing great. But in the end, your heart, let's go. Let's go to 1 Kings. Maybe you didn't believe me. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 11. And in the 11th chapter, we see here that King Solomon takes foreign wives. Watch this. But King Solomon loved many strange women. See, that's what happens to your heart. Amen. That's what happened to his heart. His heart was taken from serving God to serving strange women. Amen. Watch this. Verse 1. But Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonites, and Hittites. It seems to me like Solomon had turned into a pimp. Amen. And of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after other gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. See, that's where he went wrong. God has told you, stay away from those things that's going to take first place in your life. Stay away from things that are going to distract you from my glory. Stay away from things that are going to sidetrack you from the work that I need you to do. And that's exactly what happened to Solomon. Verse 4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart, amen, after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. See, that's going to mess you up. When you let stuff get in your heart, when you let stuff take God first place out of your life, Solomon started off all right. He started off listening to his daddy. But as we see in the latter part, he let his wives turn away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Verse 6, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Let's go on to verse 9. And the Lord was angry with Solomon. Why? Because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. God had already warned him. But sometimes you let your heart get puffed up and you find yourself in a bad situation. But I came to let somebody know that people may be looking at the outward appearance. People may be looking at the alligator shoes. People may be looking at the six-piece suit. People may be looking at the bow tie. People may be looking at all of these things. But God is looking at your heart. Let's go. First Samuel. Let's go to 16th chapter. And let's go to verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. What's inside your heart? God already sees it. And he wants to give you an opportunity tonight to get your heart right. See, men will try to act like his heart is not deceitful. Came by tonight to tell you that's not true. Let's go. Jeremiah. 17th chapter. Jeremiah 17 chapter. Let's look at verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. If we're going to be the men and women that God is calling us to be, we need to love with a pure heart. That's what I said. We need to love with a pure heart. A lot of you are saying you love, but you really don't. Yeah? Well, let me show you. Let's go to Matthew 15 and 8. Now, let's go to 15 and 7. 15 and 7. Ye hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We need to love with a perfect heart. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1. Ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unvain love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Amen. We got to love with a pure heart. And maybe someone's listening tonight and you're struggling. You say, well, how can I love? How can I live? How can I serve God if my heart is not pure, if my heart is not right? How can you do it? Well, my friend, I'm glad you asked that question. Amen. I'm glad you asked. Let's go. Let's go to Psalm. Amen. Because get everything we need. God's got it. God has everything you need, whatever you're looking for, whatever you desire, God's got it. He's got it. And like we read earlier, you got to seek him for it. Come forward. Let's go. Psalm 51. In order to get to the place where your heart is right, your mind is right, we got to be like David. We just got to lay it on the table and say, Lord, create in me. Psalm 51 and 10. Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Then he says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. It's what we got to do. Ask God to create in us a clean heart. As I prepare to close, I'll leave you with a few notes here. What will make a difference in your life? The only thing that's going to make a difference in our lives is when we give our whole heart to God. And the first thing I want to leave you with, we need to give our whole hearts to God in love. In love. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. It's got to be in your heart. Also, we got to give God our whole heart in total obedience. Let's go back to the text. Psalm 119, verse 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Next, we have to trust God. If we're going to give him our whole hearts, we got to trust him. Let's go. Let's go to Proverbs 3 and 5. We got to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. You got to trust God with your whole heart. And then we got to give God our whole heart when we pray. Let's go to Jeremiah. Let's go to 29 and 13. And when ye shall seek me and find me, when ye search for me with all your heart. What's in your heart tonight? God has been so good to us. He's looking to do great things in your life. But my friend, if your heart is not right, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Our hearts have to be right if God is going to bless us. You've heard the scriptures, heard the lesson tonight. It's time to pray. It's time to ask God to just have his way in our lives so that we can get to the place where he would have us to be. Is there one tonight who wants to pray? Is there one tonight who wants to ask the Lord, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, O God? Let's pray. Just press 1 on your receiver and we'll pray. You know what you need tonight. And we just pray that the Lord would have his way in your life. Is there one who wants to ask the Lord to create in them a clean heart, to touch the hearts, the souls, and minds, so
so that they can be all that God is calling for them to be. Is there one? Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your word tonight. We thank you for your promises, O God. We thank you, Lord, for letting us know, Lord, that we need to seek and search for you with our whole hearts. We pray, Lord, that you continue to use us and to lead us and guide us for your glory. Whatever you see fit, O God, Lord, we pray that your will be done in our lives. Lord, we love you. And Father, we know that we can't do anything without you. So, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor tonight, knowing that there's nothing too hard for you. Now, Lord, watch over us, keep us, lead us, and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Help us, O God, to be the people of God, Lord, who thirst and who hunger after your righteousness. Father, we pray for every listener. We pray for every unbeliever, God, that they would give their heart to you so that their hearts can be right. We thank you in advance, Lord, for all that you've done. We thank you in advance, God, for what you're doing. We just pray that your will be done in our lives. Help us. As the psalmist says, create in us, O Lord, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within. Lord, we need a renewing. Lord, we need a cleansing. Lord, we need a reviving. In the name of Jesus, just have your way, Lord. Help us to be all that you're calling for us to be. And Father, we will be forever so grateful and thankful, O God, to give you all the praise and the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless each and every one of you tonight. We thank you for being with us on the Mighty Man of Valor show, and we're looking forward to have you join us next week. Same place, same time. We love you, and we thank each and every one of you for what you've done and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you tonight.